This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Sports reporter Ann Liguori stops by in a moment to talk about her series of TV shows that are now available on Hulu. But first, Hillary Clinton's top advisor announced her second campaign for the White House. The advisor, John Podesta, told alumni of her first presidential campaign in an email, "It's official, Hillary's running for president." Clinton followed with a video released on YouTube that depicts people going through life changes like moving, job hunting, and starting a family. "I'm getting ready to do something too," Clinton says, appearing in a minute and a half in. "I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion." Clinton is expected to face pressure from progressives to adopt a more populist economic message focused on income inequality. Clinton is the first Democrat to get into the race and is not expected to be seriously challenged, but there are some lower-profile Democrats who may toss a hat in the ring, including former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee. Clinton's press office left an embarrassing typo in its press release, saying that she had fought children and families all her career. It should have said fought for children and families for her whole career. Meanwhile, Saturday Night Live had some fun at Hillary Clinton's expense. During the show's cold open Saturday night, SNL's Kate McKinnon portrayed the former First Lady alongside Bill Clinton, played by former SNLer Daryl Hammond. "Oh my gosh, I don't know if I have it in me. I'm scared," the fake Clinton said of her Sunday announcement before deadpanning, "I'm kidding, let's do this." Hillary attempted to film the right message. "Citizens, you will elect me," she said in her first try. "I will be your leader." On her third SNL attempt, former President Bill said Hillary would make a great president and I would make an even greater first dude. "Hillary, isn't that crazy that phones can take videos now?" the former president continued. "I mean, if you could have done that in the 90s, I'd be in jail." At the end of the video, Hillary shouts, "Buckle up, America, because the Clintons are back," all courtesy of SNL. Actor Ryan Reynolds was the victim of a hit and run in a Vancouver hotel parking lot. The actor's publicist tells the AP that he was struck by a paparazzi who was driving a car through an underground parking garage. The driver fled the scene. Ryan is okay. Reynolds has been in the city over the past several weeks shooting his new film, Deadpool. He joked about his accident on Twitter Sunday night when a reporter from the CBC tweeted at him asking how he was doing after being hit by the car. Reynolds wrote, "Put beachcombers back in the air and I'll call," referencing the popular Canadian series that ran on the CBC from 1972 to 1990. A 2-year-old boy fell into the cheetah enclosure at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. The boy's mother was holding him on the edge of the enclosure when he fell 10 to 12 feet down into the cage. Luckily, he only suffered minor bumps and bruises from the fall and was not in danger from the cheetahs. Eyewitnesses said the cheetah seemed more alarmed to have guests in their pen than they were interested in attacking the boy or his parents. The zoo plans to file child endangerment charges against the family and close the cheetah exhibit soon after the incident. Sports reporter Ann Liguori correctly predicted that Jason Spieth would win the Masters last week, as you recall, right here on America Weekend. This week, she tells us that many of her classic sports interviews are now available on Hulu.
Yeah, Sports Interview with Ann Liguori was a weekly series that aired on regional sports cable networks throughout the country. From 1989, my first interview was with Mickey Mantle, through 2006. So I interviewed over 600 legends in sports and entertainment. And then, Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Wilt Chamberlain, Hank Aaron, Jim Brown, Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky, Brett Favre. I mean, you know, the series was on for 17 years. And then, after it ended, the shows sat on the shelf for many, many years. And I was able to connect with a company called Total Content Digital that cleared the shows on a variety of digital platforms. So if you go to Hulu.com, 60 of these sports interview shows are now streaming on Hulu.com. And all you have to do is put in my name or the name of the show, Sports Interview. And you can see this incredible conversation with Ted Williams or Pete Rose. You know, every interview is just a story in itself. So I'm just thrilled now that these historic gems are available for people to see.
Wow. And people are uncovering Anne Liguori. Like, if they didn't know you in a particular city, now they're discovering what a great reporter you've been for so many years.
Oh, well, thanks so much. I mean, this series has been going on from 1989 to 2006. And in addition to that, I also did a show on the Golf Channel for the first 4 years of the Golf Channel's inception called Conversations with Anne Liguori. And a couple of those shows are also on Hulu.com and Amazon.com to watch. And those are shows I did with people like Matthew McConaughey, Celine Dion, Alice Cooper, these huge stars who have a passion for golf. So that's like a whole other part of my career. But a lot of young people may not remember, names that are even, part of this series. Like, how many, I hope young people know who Mickey Mantle is and who Ted Williams was. But they're very historic interviews and pretty appealing, I would say, to not only men and women, but young people as well as older people. So I hope we'll get a chance to watch them.
They should be in the archives at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you very much. I have a fun story about that. When I was interviewing Ted Williams, I put John Henry, his son, on in the third segment of the show with Ted Williams. And I asked John Henry, I said, what was it like growing up as Ted Williams' son? And John Henry looked at me and said, Ann, I have this great story for you. I was in Cooperstown at the Hall of Fame festivities, and I was playing billiards. And he said, I went up to, everybody had name tags on, and he said, I went up to Babe Ruth's great-great-grandson and could not believe I was actually meeting Babe Ruth's great-great-grandson. And that kid looked at John Henry and said, yeah, but you are Ted Williams' son. That is unbelievable. So it was, he said, it wasn't until then that he just realized how special it was to be Ted Williams' son. So, a lot of great anecdotes, a lot of great stories. Of course, sitting down with Ted Williams, talking to him, he was in his 80s at the time, and he was ailing. But, I was able to get 40 minutes of just glorious baseball talk with Ted Williams. What a baseball genius, and just so passionate about talking about, the science of baseball and what made Ted Williams one of the greatest hitters of all time. And if not the greatest hitter of all time. And then we talked about his flying in the Korean War. His co-pilot was none other than John Glenn. And he said it meant the world to him when he saw John Glenn become an astronaut and go up into space. He said it was the most exciting day of his life. So a lot of these interviews just have a lot of interesting anecdotes that I think everybody can enjoy.
Well, you officially just gave me goosebumps.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to give you goosebumps. That's what these interviews do. I mean, just to have the opportunity, Mike, to sit down with, all these legends that aren't around anymore. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain told me that, he was 7 foot whatever when he was 14 years old. And he said because he was so tall, he felt like he was a freak and people looked at him like he was a freak. And it really scarred his psyche for many, many, many years until, of course, he used his size to his advantage when he played, professional basketball and became just a legend in the NBA. And so, these personalities had a lot of time to, talk about their lives and they opened up about a lot of things and shared sides of them that are seldom seen. So I was just thrilled to get the opportunity to talk to them and consequently, we had conversations that are pretty special.
Well, and I think, too, you have a way about you that I think they feel very they felt very comfortable. And so they might have told you stories that they wouldn't necessarily tell it outside of their family, for instance.
Well, one of the things you have to do is you have to be so prepared before you do an interview. And so, I was in my 20s and 30s when this show was on the air. And, I didn't know everything about these legends. I mean, I had a chance to talk to them years after they retired. And they shared this perspective about their careers looking back that was very, very special because they had so many years in between when they were actually in their prime, as athletes and to when I was able to sit down with them. And, I just feel, they trusted me and, I was very respectful of them. And, you know, I came into the interviews very prepared and obviously worked very, very hard at my craft and tried to learn as much as I could about the person before I sat down with them. And then I think making a person feel very comfortable in the interview is key. And I was able to do that. And so consequently, I felt like, you know, these guys opened up about a lot of things that they may not have said to anybody else.
Now, do you look back on that and say, who did my hair that day?
Well, I mean, what's the funny thing about it is that, you know, you'll see many different hairdos and you'll see me as a brunette. I'm a blonde now. So, yeah, I look back and think, oh, my gosh, is that what I looked like back then?
Yeah, what was
I
thinking?
You know,
yeah.
What was I thinking? You know, the 80s hairstyles and wardrobes were quite humorous, you know. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it was really it's great to have this collection of interviews in my archives. And what's even more thrilling now is that I can share them with a whole new generation of sports fans.
Absolutely. So we're all going to go to Hulu and look up a sports interview with Ann Liguori.
Thanks so much for having me. Enjoyed it.
With sports reporter Ann Liguori, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.